I grew up with stories of my brother and sister having to open their presents at the hospital.
This is Barbara in Vancouver. She's telling me about a dramatic story from her family's history. And don't worry, at the mention of hearing children opening gifts in the hospital, it's only natural to assume that we're talking about them as if they're patients. But no, they were there for a family gathering of sorts. One that, technically speaking, Barbara wasn't able to attend the first part of. But when she did arrive, she provided the final and, dare we say, ultimate gift of the occasion.
I guess I never really thought of myself as being a gift.
You see, Barbara was born on Christmas Day. Now, every family has that one Christmas that's fit for the record books. You might think that a child being born on Christmas Day would be a once-in-a-lifetime thing. But in Barbara's family, it's actually a tradition of sorts.
One of the wonderful things that kind of happened in our family was that my father was also born on Christmas.
In fact, births right around the heart of the Christmas season are downright commonplace for her.
My daughter was born on December 23rd. And I remember thinking when I went into labor that I was going to have to be prepared for the long haul because I figured she would also be born on Christmas Day. But now we've also expanded to little Arthur. Her son was born on Christmas Eve.
Yes, for most of us, Christmas is the jolliest time of year. But in Barbara's family, apparently, it's 9 months before Christmas, if you see what I mean. Well, I've often wondered what it's like to grow up with a birthday of December 25th. Does the birthday celebration feel more special because Christmas is in the backdrop? Or does Christmas overshadow it? Or conversely, is Christmas itself enhanced or diminished by the birthday?
It was always a bit of a challenge to carve out a special day. My parents tried a few different things. A summer birthday party, a week before. We seldom ever did it after. But it was never quite the same because you're always really aware that, you know, your real day comes up. You know, I don't know if it was so much presents. It was more the specialness or the attention as a child. But even now, you know, if I'm 68, I still do insist that I have a birthday cake.
Barbara's not alone, and I don't just mean her other family members with Christmassy birthdays. Automaker Louis Chevrolet, movie stars Humphrey Bogart and Sissy Spacek, musicians Annie Lennox and Jimmy Buffett and Shane McGowan, all born on Christmas Day. Oh, and of course, you know who else was born on Christmas Day? Exactly, Sir Isaac Newton. Maybe you thought I was going to say Jesus. Well, not so fast. Even though Christmas celebrates his birth, that doesn't mean that Christmas, or more specifically, December 25th, is his birthday. Piecing it all together will involve conflicting calendars, a Roman sun god, some interesting theories and interpretations, and the changing of the seasons. I'm Brian Earle. This is Christmas Past. Taken at face value, this ought to be pretty simple. Christmas celebrates the birth of Jesus. We celebrate Christmas on December 25th. Ergo, Jesus' birthday must be on December 25th, right? Well, it's a little more complicated than that.
Oh, is it ever? And it's been that way for quite a while.
That's Michael Foley. He's a professor in the Great Texts program at Baylor University. He's also the author of Why We Kiss Under the Mistletoe, Christmas Traditions Explained. Now, the first question is, why would this be complicated? What makes it complicated? That part is actually pretty straightforward to answer. It's because we simply don't know what date Jesus was born on, because there's no record of it.
They didn't have good birth certificates.
But hang on. In the Nativity story, as told in the Gospel of Luke, Joseph and Mary, who lived in Nazareth, had to travel to Bethlehem to pay their taxes. A decree from Caesar Augustus required Jewish people to return to their ancestral villages to pay their taxes, and Bethlehem is where Joseph was from. Well, how would they have been able to keep track of who was born where? There must have been birth records, right? Again, we can look to Luke, who describes a census.
They kept track of the census. It says in the Gospel of Luke that a census went out to the whole world, but that doesn't mean they knew exactly when you were born.
Moreover, historians are quick to point out that, in the first place, there's no actual record of a census taking place that fits that description or corresponds to that time in history. And in the second place, there's not even a record of any such decree by Caesar Augustus requiring people to travel long distances to pay taxes, which would have been a logistical nightmare anyway. Even so, Some theorists have tried to glean clues from the Gospel of Luke as to a specific date of Jesus' birth.
Because Luke is specific in dating when Zechariah has his vision in the temple. And it probably was September during certain Jewish high holy days. And if that's true, then his son would have been born in late June, and John the Baptist was 6 months older than Jesus. And if that's true, then Jesus would have been born in late December.
But still, we're also told that shepherds were watching their flocks by night when Jesus was born, and it makes no sense that sheep would be out in the fields overnight in late December. And there are a handful of other little gotchas and holes in the story, but that's not really the point. The point here is that nowhere in the Bible is it said directly that Jesus was born in December, let alone on the 25th of December. And the nativity story is told twice in the Bible, in the Gospels of Luke and Matthew, and they differ pretty significantly on several points. So we can't really look to these tellings to provide anything as reliable and specific as a birth date. We do know when he died, though. And so, for what it's worth, here's one final and frankly cockamamie theory about how we might come to know Jesus' actual birthday.
It's called the calculation theory, that the Jewish people had a certain theory about different ages, and they had this theory that when you were, that great men were born and died on the same day, except somehow Christians turned this into not Jesus's birth, but his conception. So it was believed that he was both conceived and died on the same day, which is March 25th.
So let's agree that even though we don't know when Jesus was born, we do celebrate his birthday on December 25th. That means that at some point, someone decided to do that. Why?
Well, we don't know.
Okay, well, here's what we do know, though. The idea of simply assigning a date to commemorate someone's birth is an old one, and not just for figures from Christianity.
It was an ancient thing. And then the church, being born in antiquity, is going to inherit some of that stuff. And if you were famous, they would latch it on to some other important festival. So, for example, philosophers celebrated Plato's birthday on the Feast of Apollo.
And this is where the difficulty really begins. Now, the first level of difficulty is purely calendrical. When we say December 25th, whose December 25th are we talking about?
We're talking about three different calendars. The Jews had a lunar calendar, the Romans had a solar calendar, and then the Greeks had a different solar calendar. And, you know, all these are in the water, so to speak. And sometimes we just don't know which calendar that the biblical author is referring to.
But in that Roman calendar, December 25th was the date of the winter solstice, as opposed to December 21st, as it is today with the Gregorian calendar. And this almost certainly has something to do with it. The problem is we can't say for sure what. There are theories, of course, including this one, which goes back to what Professor Foley was saying about attaching birthdays of important people to existing festivals.
It was an attempt to co-opt a Roman pagan festival to a sun god.
The sun god was known as Sol Invictus, and the festival honoring him, called Dies Natalis Solis Invicti, was indeed held on December 25th. And the whole idea, according to this theory, was not so much to align Jesus' birth with an existing pagan festival, but rather to outshine or replace that pagan festival. So, case closed, right? No, and here's why.
The earliest time that we saw it being celebrated was AD 336, but Christians were talking about December 25th as the date of Jesus' birthday as early as AD 240.
And it actually might have been even earlier than that. According to Encyclopedia Britannica, December 25th was first mentioned as the date of Jesus' birth by Sextus Julius Africanus in AD 221. Whether it was 221 or 240, at neither of those times was there a Roman festival of Dies Natalis Solis Invicti. In fact, it wasn't until AD 274 that Emperor Aurelian instituted it. So then, what are we left with? Our best clue is that it must have had something to do with the solstice.
It may be an astronomical thing that, you know, the days are getting longer after this long darkness. There's something very appropriate about commemorating Jesus' birthday, vis-a-vis that change in the season.
Now remember, early Christians were only talking about this in AD 240. It wasn't until 336 when it became official and they started liturgically celebrating it. And even then, it's still not that simple.
So there was this Western Christian tradition of celebrating on the 25th. There was an Eastern Christian tradition of celebrating it on January 6th. Eventually, East and West came to a compromise. Everyone agreed to celebrate his birthday on December 25th, and the feast of January 6th would be the celebration of the Epiphany of the Magi and the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan.
That period of December 25th through January 6th forms the basis of the 12 days of Christmas, the period beginning on Christmas Day and ending with the Epiphany. Well, thank goodness birthdays are less complicated these days. Not only can we easily know what date we were born on, we can also pretty accurately predict the date that a baby will be born on. Of course, things don't always go as planned, but sometimes that can end up being the stuff of Christmas miracles and a lifetime of unique birthday celebrations. Just ask Clayton in New York.
My name's Clayton Snow. I live in Clifton Springs, New York. Born on Christmas Eve, 1979. My holiday birthday is Merry Birthmas. I came into the world premature. My mom had an emergency C-section. I was 2 pounds and 14 ounces, so my family called me the Christmas miracle. So every year my mom would have a big family party, and it was for Christmas. It wasn't for my birthday. She would get a party together every Christmas Eve or like the weekend before. Honestly, my mom was really super about it. She always made sure that I felt special on that day. But you didn't get to have friend parties. You know, everybody wanted to be in their own beds when the big guy came the next morning. I didn't have school birthday parties because school was out. Usually, always on my birthday. Now, so my wife, she usually does something real special for me. Like I said, my mom did, and she does too. She's always really good about making sure that the kids and, you know, her, we always make sure that we know that's daddy's birthday. And yeah, this year, my wife, she bought me a nice Fender Stratocaster, and that was the best gift I ever got on my birthday.
Well, Clayton and Barbara will be celebrating their birthdays in just about 2 weeks. And that means that you have another 2 weeks left if you want to share a Christmas memory in an episode this season. But don't put it off, because time flies during the Christmas season. All you have to do is record yourself speaking into your phone's voice memo app and send it to christmaspastpodcast@gmail.com. Keep it reasonably short, clean, and family-friendly, and be sure to say your name and where you're from. Christmas Past is produced in wonderful Willow Glen, California, by yours truly, Brian Earle. Thank you so much to Michael Foley. Check the show notes for a link to his book, Why We Kiss Under the Mistletoe. Thanks also to Barbara in Vancouver and Clayton in New York. Let's all wish them a happy early birthday or Merry Birthmas. Take your pick. And as always, thank you for listening. You can drop me a line anytime at christmaspastpodcast@gmail.com or connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And join our private Christmas Past Facebook group if you haven't yet. And hey, if you're really feeling the Christmas spirit, why not help more people discover the show? It's as easy as telling a friend about it or leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. If you do leave a review, I'll send you a Christmas Past sticker and a handwritten Christmas card as my way of saying thanks. Reach out for details. And until we meet again, may your days be merry and bright.